Thank you, Madam President. My delegation thanks the Forum on Minority for this opportunity to reply to comments made in the forum by AfriForum. South Africa's history is well known, as the overwhelming majority of the citizens endured one of the most brutal and discriminatory political systems ever known under the apartheid regimes for the most part of the past century. Our constitution includes its Bill of Rights, guarantees freedom of expression, however limits the right in subsection 2, which states the right does not extend to a propaganda for war, incitement of imminent violence, or advocacy of hatred that is based on race, ethnicity, gender, and or religion, and that constitutes incitement to cause of harm. In addition, applicable national legislations include the Promotions of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act, and the Prevention of Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill that is tabled in Parliament in 2012. And it inter alia provides for offense of hate crime and the office and the offense of hate speech and the prosecution of persons who commit those offenses, appropriate sentences that may be imposed on persons who commit hate crime and hate speech offenses, and for the prevention of hate crimes and hate speech, as well as the common law crime of criminal injuria. AfriForum has tested the justiciability of these provisions both successfully and unsuccessfully in South African courts, which attest to the access to the various domestic provisions of our constitutional democracy. We pertinently note that AfriForum has expanded its national campaign also to international fora to draw attention to its views. Both the President and Deputy President are on record to have addressed the issues of farm murders in the context of issues publicly raised by AfriForum, and cautioned that the country must resist